It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. When photojournalist Matt Herron moved from the North to Mississippi with his family in 1963, he hoped to win assignments from editors he knew in New York by submitting picture story ideas from the heart of the civil rights struggle. In the spring of 1964, Herron organized a team of photographers to document one of the most tumultuous summers in the civil rights history, Freedom Summer, when thousands of volunteers, many of them college students from the North, descended on Mississippi in June of that year, 1964. Their purpose was to work with local activists to register African-American voters in the state that often denied them that right. To address racial inequalities in Mississippi's education system, they set up 30 freedom schools in small towns, as well as meeting houses and community centers. And Herron's work during that time, his photographic work, is the subject of a new exhibition at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum in West Branch. It's on display now through September 21st of this year. Matt Herron has been a photojournalist since 1962. His pictures have appeared in virtually every major picture magazine in the world. In 1965, as a matter of fact, he won the World Press Photo Contest for a civil rights photograph of a policeman attacking a small black child. Herron will be speaking at the Hoover Auditorium this coming Saturday, August the 9th at 11 in the morning. He joins us by phone. Matt Herron, author of Mississippi Eyes, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Ben. Delighted to be here.
Civil rights under three hats, photojournalist, social documentarian, and movement propagandist is the title of this exhibition. You've also, I understand, worked this week with Iowa teachers to help use photography to teach history. What aspects of the Freedom Summer did you want to capture in these photos?
Actually, we set out to do two things. One was to capture facts on the ground, that is, the freedom schools, the voter registration, and so on, but also more broadly to photograph the manner of life in the South, basically black life, and to document how people lived, what their communities were like, what they thought and felt, and so on. My advisor for the project was the noted photo documentarian photographer Dorothea Lange. So I was trying, in a way, to follow in her footsteps. And here at the museum, we've also got Betsy Partridge, who has just finished a biography of Dorothea Lange. So Dorothea is very much in our minds as we go through this. I should explain that when I arrived in Mississippi, it was not as a civil rights worker, but as sort of a consultant to the civil rights movement. I was earning my living as a photojournalist, but my heart was in the movement, so I helped SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, set up a darkroom in Atlanta. I helped train photographers, and when I wasn't doing photo assignments, which was most of the time, I was shooting for the movement.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a picture here. We have just 2 or 3 minutes left, and I want to make sure we talk about some of the pictures. I'm looking at a picture here I have printed out of two men looking out at a darkened window, but they are in a library. There are bookshelves in the background, and it looks like one of the men has a shotgun propped up. What is that picture about?
One of the things that happened that summer was that a guy came from Venice, California with $10,000. He was a carpenter, and he built a community center in a small community of black farmers in the northern part of the Mississippi Delta. And, of course, the local whites and particularly Klan members were bent on discouraging any kind of activity among black communities. So the community center, newly built, was a target. And so they were guarding against a possible firebombing or dynamite sticks or something that might blow up the community center. This kind of activity was very common, although not much discussed in black communities in the South. Most people had a shotgun or a rifle parked behind the front door, and they were quite ready to defend their families and and their homes.
Mm-hmm. We have over a minute. We have a few of your photos posted on Iowa Public Radio's Facebook page, also at iowapublicradio.org. Certainly some other very optimistic photos here that I'm looking at, too, of blacks and whites together. Very quickly, what role do you think these images played in the civil rights movement? Now that looking back after so many decades, the significance that you think they had?
Well, the picture of Edie Black with from Smith College with two of her students really resonates in my mind. That summer changed the lives of everybody involved. The summer volunteers like Edie went back, changed the directions of their personal history. They became doctors, lawyers, medical workers. They turned to social service. And the kids, who probably had never had a non-predatory relationship with a white person, had their horizons raised, and they saw the new possibilities for their lives, and they went on to do things they never thought possible. One of the women I photographed, not this picture, came to a little town of Greenwood, Mississippi, as a hooker looking for tricks, was brought into the civil rights movement by folks there, joined the movement, got educated, got a PhD from the University of Buffalo, became a playwright, and wrote a book. And, you know, the effect of her on the civil rights movement was dramatic.
So many stories behind these photographs. I'm sorry we've run out of time, Matt Herron, but we want to remind our listeners that this exhibition is on at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum through September 21st, and you will be speaking at the Hoover Auditorium this Saturday, August 9th at 11 in the morning. Matt Herron, thank you very much for this part of history and the role that you played in it.
Thank you very much, Ben. I've enjoyed it.
Coming up in just a moment, a new study on how smoking pot impairs driving. Also, the sun sets on ISU's spring Visha celebration. And we'll talk with former astronaut Clayton Anderson about his spaceflight workshop at Iowa State University. It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News.